I done seen better days, but I ain't putting up with these. I done seen better days, but I'm putting up with these. I could have a much better time, but these girls now it's so hard to please. 'Cause I was born in the country, so I needed to rule. 'Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. She tried to hitch me to a wagon, she wanna drive me like a mule. You know, I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. Yeah, I buy the groceries and I paid the rent. She tried to make me wash her clothes, but I got good common sense. I said, if you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? You know that if you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Because it ain't like a man that ain't got nowhere to go. I believe in giving you sugar for sugar, let you get salt for salt. I'll give you sugar for sugar, let you get salt for salt. And if you can't get along with me, well, it's your own fault. How you want me to love you and you treat me mean? How do you want me to love you? Keep a treat me mean. You my daily thought and my nightly dream. Sometimes I think that you too sweet to die. Sometimes I think that you too sweet to die. And another time I think you ought to be buried alive.
Hello, this is Mark Noon from the Slicky Boys, and I'm over here turning knobs and wrecking the place in the studios, and this is WMUC-FM, College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. As July's summer heat begins its assault on the Chesapeake watershed, one area is just swinging into bloom. The alpine bogs of central Pennsylvania's Bear Meadows Natural Area are brimming with high bush blueberries. This 325-acre bog is a national natural landmark that is home to yellow-fringed orchids, red-spotted newts, 58 species of dragonflies, and lots of blueberries. To experience the sweet, succulent taste of these wild treats, be prepared to get your feet wet in the bog's squishy terrain and check over your shoulder as local black bears crave these delectables as well.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-111.
What you gonna take?
Let's steal body. Frankie was a good girl, everybody knew. She paid $100 for Al one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done it wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon, didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied Albert in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Says, stroll back out to smoke him a gun, let me see his Albert dine. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frank and the judge walked out on the stand, they walked outside the side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified. Killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie said, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lie. Well, I would pass about an hour ago, the girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
Back on. Jacksboro in the year of 33. A man by the name of Craig, oh, he come stepping up to me. He said, how do you do, young feller, and how would you like to go spend the summer pleasant on the range of the Buffalo? Me being out of employment, old Creek, oh, I did say, it's going out on the Buffalo range, it depends upon the pay. But if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I just might like to go with you to the range of the Buffalo. Season through on the range of the Buffalo. But if you do come home sick and to your sweetheart, you must go. I'll not pay transportation from the range of the Buffalo. Well, our outfit being ready now, we had 7 able-bodied men. Many a 6 and needle gun, our travels did begin. Well, our way was a pleasant one, the way we had to go, until we crossed Peace River and the range of the Buffalo. had been extravagant. We're dead to him that day. Big demand, we pleaded, still it was no go. We left old Kriegel's bones to bleach on the range of the buffalo. Hellfire country will ever we be found. Going home to our wives and sweethearts, daring others not to go. God's forsaken the buffalo range and the damned old buffalo. God's forsaken the buffalo range.
I said, honey, we're drinking some time. She said, snark, it's not my fault. Had to eat my pork chop without no salt. She run up the hill, she cried and cried. I run down the other side.
Oh, sweet Lucy.
Oh, sweet Lucy. Oh,
sweet Lucy, let me go.
Thank you.
mafia and the things I've done. Satan chauffeur, don't play for fun. This coach is pulled with firebred steeds, and I know every one of your wrong deeds. Your name is on a page of our big book. Rich man, poor man, thief or crook, and it makes no difference how you moan. Oh, Satan and I want to hear you groan.
Don't come to us on bended knees. We won't hear one of your false pleas. You had your chance but passed it by. Come on, sinner, now let's hear you cry.
As you recall what the good book said, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, but Satan's court grants no appeal. When you ride with us, it'll be too late. Fire and brimstone will be your fate, and you can't turn this wagon back. Satan's chauffeur is a-driving this hack.
Don't come to us on bended knees. We won't hear one of your false pleas. You had your chance and passed it by. Come on, sinner, now let's hear you cry.
Yes, hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. My name is Vic Chestnut, and you're listening to WMUC. Dig it.
When my man goes to sea, he steps so high and free. I think I know as I watch him go that he has no need for me. And when my man comes home and waits a while to roam, I think I see when he smiles at me that he's dreaming of a phone, the phone. I'm not a pious Christian and I do not go to mass, but I pray to Father Neptune to let him safely pass. I sing to the god with the three-pronged rod and the whiskers wild and free, that I've got a man with a beard and a tan and a passion for the sea. He rides through the storm and the cold and the warm, and he loves to risk his neck. And I like to know when he goes below that it's just below the deck. Oh, Neptune, Father Neptune, I tell you fair and true, that if you should lose my sailor, I'll sing no more. When he's home from sea, he is half with me, and he's gone when I close the door. And it's still his creed that he has no need of a wife except on shore. I know it's a boat that keeps him afloat, but I like to think it's me. And if it were not for this, I would sing to the dead of the sea.
Crossed 12,000 miles looking for your face, only to find out a trace. Even the memory of your mouth tries to disappear. Little lights turn into spheres. Blue mountain in the rear view. Some nights barely breathing at all. This morning I'd heard somebody say they saw you around 1st and 23rd, blue feathers in your hairdo.
Some nights barely breathing at all, waiting. Struggling,
there's so much need to be unlearned. Useless information, poisonous, poisonous. The streets had seen you cry, oh, too many times. Let it go, 'cause the sun will follow wherever you go.
Days are temporary, they will be over
when they come.
Sent spinning through a face laced in mist. Now I stand where she left me, buried deep beneath her shadow, and the mirror pleads sadly, has it all come to this? And I wonder, Will she call my name? Where the wind careens madly through wide windows, painless fragrances mingle in a room full of shade. The peons pick partners and waltz across the ceilings, but the violins whisper that I've been betrayed. Trying not to look ashamed, where the drunkards drink deeply from cups full of nothingness, ghost lovers laugh at the games that they play. While the moments do somersaults into eternity, cling to their coattails and beg them to stay, saying, I got nothing to hide. Well, illusions projected on walls made a Tiffany mad minuets to a sad satin song. The harlequin mandolins harmonize helplessly, hoping that endlessly won't last for long. Praying that their God ain't died. Then I turn and I see her in a dress made of moonlight. Teardrops like diamonds run slow down her face. And her arms, they surround me like chains made of velvet. And the demons fall faithfully into their place. And the river runs with jewels. Now the morning lies open. The night went quite quickly. Memory harmlessly fractures and fades. All the poets do push-ups on carpets of rubber foam. Loudly they laugh at some joke that's been made. And the wise men speak like fools. Hey,
this is Carl Aquatine. I'm gonna force you to listen to WMUC. Your only home in Maryland for Ronnie James Dio. Yeah. I don't know if you play that, but you should. You better.
There's streptomycin, ilotiacin, oreomycin too. These wonder drugs are wonderful, the miracles they do. These tiny pills can cure most ills, even before they start. Why can't they find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart? When teardrops start to fall and the symptoms plain to see, you just can't win, you know you're in for chronic misery. Of all the doctors in the world, there must be one so smart that he can find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart. Now, alcohol won't help at all, though some folks think it will. It numbs the brain but leaves the pain of heartaches lingering still. And penicillin's fine for killing lots of things that start.
Why can't they find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart? Though it's not often fatal, it causes great despair. It lasts for years and brings on tears almost too great to bear. I'd like to talk to Dr. Salk, see if he won't start to try to find a wonder drug to heal a broken heart.
The street becomes a wall, the specter fell.